3-0 because sometimes it is the only reason why customer refuse Samba or even Unix environment as a basement of their solutions. In Samba 3.0, the situation is much better in with internalization than in Samba 2.0 or 2.2 series. This picture shows which encodings were supported in Samba 2.x series. You see that even this series should support at least 3 encodings. DOS code page, which used for interoperations with all Windows, SMB client, DOS clients, Unix encodings, Unix charset, which is used for storing file names, usernames, and share names on Unix file system. And it is not shown here. Unicode is used in all RPC calls. RPC calls are used only with Windows clients. In Samba 3.0, even more encodings are supported. First of all, SMB client, client software, became work with Unicode. Technically, UCS2, little endian in with little endian byte order. Active Directory requires LDAP support, and LDAP stores stores characters of native different languages in UTF-8 encodings. So Samba should support at least 5 encodings. DOS code page for old DOS clients and for old SMB clients, Unix charset, which is used for storing file, user, and share names on Unix system, display charset, which is used by client software to display information. Clients which use this display charset are SMB client, which used in command as a command line terminal interface for Samba, and SWOT, which is web interface. UCS is UCS2LE, which is 2-byte fixed size Unicode format, which is used for communication with Microsoft Windows clients, since all Windows clients use UCS on the wire, and UTF-8 for communication with Kerberos domain controller for access user information. Samba 2.0 and 2.2 series doesn't support Unicode on the wire, so it can't work with several encodings on several languages simultaneously. Samba 2.3 supports Unicode on the wire, but it converts it to DOS code page. DOS code page is internal format for all encodings in 2.x series. So it is also cannot be used to support several languages simultaneously. Samba 3.0 has a bit uses a bit different approach. It uses Unix charset as internal charset. We can say that it can support any language, because if we set up Unix charset to something like UTF-8 or any other Unicode encoding, it will handle all languages, all characters, at least for Microsoft Windows clients, as Windows sends data in Unicode format. Using such approach, having Unix charset as an internal charset for all operations with strings has advantages, because there is no additional conversion. It is possible to have internal format, to choose internal format, for example, UCS2 or UCS4, but it requires one more conversion from VAR to internal format and then to Unix charset. Having only one, having Unix charset as internal format, we can only one, usually only one conversion from the VAR to internal encoding, and this internal encoding used for storing data in file system. But this has one disadvantage. Some base case incentive. If we use, for example, UTF-8 as internal format, we have a lot of problems, because UTF-8 is multi-byte and multi-byte encoding, and moreover, it is not fixed size encoding. So single character can take from 1 to 6 bytes. As Samba is case insensitive, it often requires case insensitive string comparison or case conversions. It is impossible to make comparison of string case insensitive string comparison with UTF-8 encoding. So Samba 3.0 converts data 4 into UCS2 encoding for all conversions or comparison operations. This is not very fast, and there is a slight performance hit. Maybe it is better to have internal encoding something like UCS2 or UCS4, but we have a problem here. Samba code, there are a lot of Samba functions which are sensitive to zero terminated strings. So they can't understand strings which may contain zeros in them. It is not, there are a lot of such functions, and it requires a lot of time to find all entries of such functions and fix them. So now internal encoding should be encoding which doesn't allow zeros in the string. Possibly the best solution is to have UCS2 as internal encoding, but it seems that UCS2 is not enough to represent all characters of all languages. There is a possibility that Microsoft will change internal encoding, encoding which used in Windows networks, to, for example, UCS UTF-16, which is also not fixed sized. It is in most cases it is same as UCS2 encoding, but some characters have width not 2 bytes but 4 bytes. So it will. We have two choices here. Either make internal encoding UCS4, which includes all strings, all characters of all languages, but this requires two conversions from network encoding to internal encoding, and from internal encoding to client encoding or file system encoding. Or we can provide additional checks for UTF-16 wide characters, which are very rare, and we'll have only one conversion, and with additional checks for this characters. But it will require some changes in Samba code. Next important next important item in internalization of Samba is support of different code pages. In Samba 2.x series, every Samba 2.x series had its own conversion tables. For example, you can see that it used hard-coded conversion tables for converting between DOS code page and Unix char set, and Unicode conversion tables for each which contained Unicode mappings, which used for communication for RPC calls, which used Unicode, and these tables used to map DOS code page to Unix, to Unicode. This is not a good solution because every program, for example, has its own conversion tables, conversion methods. It's often code pages or encodings supported by one program are not supported by another program, and this is not convenient. In Samba 3.0, we use standard way for conversion, so-called iconf. iconf is a library intended to develop to make all conversion required for all programs. For example, we can greatly simplify interconnection of all programs. Here you see that both Samba, NetAtalk, and other programs have only few set of conversion utilities, conversion functions, which call iconv library, and iconv library support a big number of different encoding and can convert from one to other. This require, this allow simplify the code of, for example, SAMP or other program. Here you can see most important advantages of iconv support. It supports more encodings. It allow hide internals of encoding conversion from developers, so they are not care how encodings converted from one to other. And iconv is a standard way, and different programs can use it. And so it allow easier to make internationalization of software easier. These are internals of what is new in internationalization or encoding support in Samba 3.0. But there is one place in Samba which supports internalization, is which supports, which is difficult to internalize properly. This because there are several security issues with Unicode or different code page. First of all, Samba supports so-called substitutions patterns for example, usernames, machine, name of machine, and so on. So if we client transfers, for example, string, which is a dangerous script as a, for example, machine name, Samba substitute it for my script, for the script, and shell can and feed it to shell. Shell can execute not the wrong thing, not that as intended by script. That's why all the dangerous characters are cut in Samba. They are replaced by underscore. But this is a problem because many encodings are 8-bit, and other and many encodings are multi-byte. So, in multi-byte encoding, for example, it is possible that slash or column sign will be a part of a single character. But Samba will cut it, so wrong name will be substituted. There is no reliable way to determine which multibyte or 8-bit characters are dangerous or which are not, because there exist, for example, not 8-bit clean shells, which are just cut last 8-bit in a string, so string usual not dangerous string for one shell may be dangerous when executed in other shell. one possible solution of such problem is to provide additional set of substitution patterns, and which will, and string will be translated for 8-bit clean encoding for during substitution. Such encoding can be, for example, base64 or UTF-7. And this will keep backward compatibility with older version of Samba, but will allow use national names in substitution. That's about main advantages and problems of new internalization functions in Samba. Now I want to tell some words about how Samba supports some languages which I personally worked with. They are Russian, Belarusian, Chinese, and Japanese. Russian is supported pretty well since all the versions of Samba, but the problem is it has for a long time it was supported only one Russian encoding, KOI-8. It is very popular encoding in Unix systems, but in fact, there are at least 5 different encodings in Russian, and for example, Windows 1251 becomes more and more popular. It allows easier data interchange with Windows clients, and Windows 1251 encoding support appeared in Samba 3.0. As for Belarusian and Ukrainian languages, there was no support of their native encodings, for example, Windows 1291 or KOI-8U. But Samba 3.0 has support of these encodings, and it works well with these languages. Also, there is no problem with this Chinese language, as it though it uses multi-byte encodings, but there is no much problems with it, as it is well standardized encodings. Japanese seems more problematic language in this area, because there are a lot of different encodings, and there are several problems that are not solved even in Samba 3.0, because the implementation issues, for example, one of the most popular Japanese encodings is Shift-JIS, but the problem is some codes of some characters of Japanese language are different in Windows NT series and Windows 98-95 series. That's why Japanese Samba team makes Samba Japanese edition, which fixes that, these problems. But I think that these changes should be integrated into Samba 3.x series to make proper support of Japanese. And for the last, just want to demonstrate how Samba is used in a network appliance storage solution. For example, Lansware NAS. Here we can see three different network services: Samba 3.0, NetAtalk, and NFS. Each daemon talks its own encoding with its clients. For example, Samba uses UCS2 for when talking to Windows clients, or ShiftJIS for, this is for Japanese language, for when talking with SMB client or other clients which do not understand Unicode on the wire. NetAtalk understand ShiftJIS, and NFSD has no conversion at all. But all these daemons allow to convert incoming encoding to other, or not all, just Samba and NetAtalk allow to convert encoding and store data in file system, and it is possible to store data in file system in one unified encoding. So we can get interoperability with different operating system for one network attached storage. It means that Windows clients can work with files created by Apple clients, and Unix clients can see usernames or file names created by, for example, Windows client. If we, it is possible to add conversion support into NFS daemon, and in this case, we can store all the file names in UTF-8 format. This allow to keep files of different languages for on the same device. For example, Japanese, Chinese, and Russian file names can be stored on one disk simultaneously. And at the last, I want to say a couple of words of further what is required to add more internationalization to Samba. First, it is possible to to add locale support or support of character set in for SMB client and SWOT. With such support, they can work in any locale, and SWOT will work with any encoding given in browser. Second is to move from Unix charset as internal encoding to some fixed size some encoding with fixed character size. This will allow faster operations, such operations like case conversions and case insensitive string comparison, and it will make Samba more faster. Not much, but. And three, there are a lot of functions used in Samba 2.x series, which used for character conversions. Samba 3.x replaced them with a small set of functions, but those old functions are still there in code. They are implemented as a stubs for new functions, but it is better to remove them completely and replace with new style functions. It is not very easy task, as all these functions are distributed in all SMD or Samba code. It is quite difficult to find them all and fix and replace. That's all. Any questions?
Does it work now? Test. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
My question's got nothing to do with code page conversion, but it crosses my mind when I saw you using your Titanium book. Since the release of Mac OS X, Apple delivers Samba as part of the system install. The problem is lots of people complain about the speed of Samba under Mac OS X, and it seems to be much slower than the native network file system of Mac OS. Anyone knows why?
I think this is not an issue of encoding support or internalization.
Andrew, do you want to comment on that?
I haven't heard about the performance problems with Mac OS X and Samba. What version of Samba are they shipping? One of the 2.2 versions. It may well be just the configuration options as to how they're configuring it. I don't know. I've never used the Mac OS X box with the version of Samba that they ship, so I haven't seen the problem. But you should probably try the various benchmark tools and see how well that performs.
What I know about Samba in Mac OS X, I know that it's a pretty much modified version of Samba 2.2, and it supports Mac OS native encodings that iConf or Samba 3.0 do not support. And in particular, it supports special Mac OS Japanese encodings that differs very much from what iConf supports, and I think that the problem may be with their modifications of Samba. So maybe if you try normal Samba and compile it under Darwin, maybe it will be different.
No, I think this is not an encoding issue, but some problem with implementation, some kind of system issue, because this is BSD with Mach 0 kernel. It's quite different from Linux and from many other Unixes.
Igor, would you mind commenting on what you need to set in Samba in the SMB.conf file in 2.2 series and in the 3.0 series in order to get concurrent Chinese and Japanese character set support?
Well, I don't see this is a big problem. In Samba 2.x series, there are two options. Those code page and Unix charset. Samba 2.0, 2.x also has special option for Japanese encodings, so-called encoding system. So such to support Japanese, we can just set those code page as shift G's, Unix character set as UK, and can't remember which encoding system. That's not a very important parameter, because it just determines how multibyte characters will be stored on Unix file system. For example, hex will convert all 8-bit multibyte multibyte characters to representation of hexadecimal digits. It's also possible to set cap here, which is used by NetAtalk or for communication with Apple clients. Samba 3.0 has no these options. Now they are replaced with options DOS code page and Unix code page. And the names of this of the values of these options can be seen by command iconf. This command will show all supported by encodings in this system. For example, and Samba 3.0 has additional option for which encoding used to in client software. Wrong word.
Igor, I don't really want to interrupt you, but we are finally running out of time a bit, and I think people would like a break before we move over to the party. I would recommend that those who are really interested in how to define Japanese character sets and Korean and whatever, ask Igor after that. I would like to make a little announcement. First of all, many thanks to Igor.